It's time for Product Genius with Tiffany Krumen.
Hello again, everybody. Greetings and salutations to everybody listening. There they are. There's the live studio audience that we've been waiting for and we've been craving. I am your slightly annoying co-host, Stephen Julian, with me, as always, for the fantastical, wonderful journey that is known as Product Genius with, not Stephen Julian, with Tiffany Krumens.
I just want to say our studio audience is all sitting 6 feet apart and they all have masks on.
It sure.
Sounded like a lot of people, right?
Sure. Actually, our studio audience was piped in right. by the easiest podcaster in the history of the world to work with, Jody Smith. You can go to jodysmith.com to learn how to do your own podcast the right way. But we're not here to talk about someone else's podcast. We are here to talk about a Shark Tank product.
Yes.
In fact, a little bit of breaking news. This is a brand new. They've just been on the air.
Yes.
So this might be one of the first round of interviews that wow, Tiffany, you got us a scoop. Well done.
And it was actually unintentional.
I connected.
Well, it was. I was talking to Beth that I knew already on LinkedIn, and she messaged me and said, "Now I can share. I just got my air date. I'm airing on Shark Tank." And so we
see here. I was going to build up this great story of, you know, being on the pilot episode has its privileges, but actually doing your hustle on LinkedIn.
Yes.
And getting networking going on LinkedIn pays big dividends.
Yes,
so we will get to our guest in just a second. But that guest is being powered by FSI, Shark Tank Spotlight powered by FSI. So that means that Gifford Pace is in the studio with us. Greetings, Gifford.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thrilled to interview another Shark Tank guest powered by FSI. For those people that are just coming into the show, remind everybody why FSI powers this show.
Well, because we help entrepreneurs as well as up to Fortune 500 companies get their products out to their consumers.
So that makes sense. You power that and you power this show and we get some great guests. So we're going to talk to you as little as possible because they're not here to listen to us, are they?
No, absolutely not.
So we are thrilled to welcome in Beth Finbow. Beth is the creator of the Busy Baby Mat. So Beth, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to talk to you guys because I've listened to the podcast for 3 years and now I get to actually talk with my friends. You know you're my friends, but you are.
Fantastic. Well, I really want to take this interview in another direction and have you tell us about all the great things we do, but we would lose all the listeners. The reason people listen is because they like to learn from different stories. So tell us about Busy Baby Mat. First of all, tell us about the product and exactly what it is and what it does, and then we'll get into the story behind it.
Okay. Yeah. The product is very simple. It's a silicone placemat. It has suction cups on the bottom so it can stick to any smooth, flat surface. And then it has a patented tether system that allows you to attach baby's favorite items to the mat so they always stay within arm's reach.
Everyone in the audience is all saying the same thing. Why didn't I think of that?
Right.
I wish
I had a dollar for every time I heard that.
Yeah, because you wouldn't need to actually release the product. You'd be a billionaire, right? tell us how we all know how the idea came about because we're all going, man, I wish I had that idea. It's such a common sense idea. But tell us a little bit about the origin and the story behind it.
Well, I am a older first-time mom, so I had my first son when I was 40, and shortly after returning to work from maternity leave, a couple of my stay-at-home mom friends took me out for lunch just to kind of check on my mental health. It's really a big transition to go from being at home with your baby every day to then going back to the office. And so they took me out to lunch. They brought their 2 1-year-old daughters and we were at a very crowded pizzeria. And the entire time we were there, these 2 cute little girls kept reaching for the salt and pepper. Moms would give them some toys. They would throw them on the ground. One mom was kind of a germaphobe, so she had to wipe everything down every time. So I literally went on Amazon right then and there looking for something to buy. So when my son was big enough, he wouldn't be, you know, such a distraction. And there really just wasn't anything that would do the job where I could actually put food on the table for him and also have toys attached so that they wouldn't fall on the ground. And the next day on my commute to work, the idea popped into my head and I just started from there making prototypes, cutting and gluing stuff together at home to find a way to make it work.
Did you intend with the design, did you intend for it to wrap around other things initially, or was that kind of a later stage design?
No, that was brilliant customers who sent me pictures of the fun, cool new ways that they found, you know, to use the mat. I initially invented it really just for restaurants. And then I had a number of people tell me how useful it is at home on the high chair. And then I started getting tons of pictures of it wrapped around the shopping cart handle, mm-hmm. wrapped around an infant carrier handle, on a window, in the bathtub. I mean, just all over the place.
How long of a process has this, did this take from the idea on the back of the napkin to where we are today?
So I spent about 6 months cutting and gluing things together to make my own prototype and one for a girlfriend who had a baby about a week after me. And that was really as far as I ever planned on taking it, because I just needed a solution. I had a full-time job. I had an infant. I wasn't looking to start a business, even though I've always wanted to have my own business. But one day my friend Kate called me and she said, "Oh my God, I forgot to take my mat to the bowling alley last night. And it was a nightmare. I did not realize how useful this thing was until I didn't have it. You have to make this." And I was like, "Huh, how would I make this?" And that kind of started the journey. So mm-hmm. from the moment I decided to make it for real, until the moment I had it in the hands of the very first customers was just over a year.
Oh, wow. Pretty quick.
It was very quick.
So what I love is you didn't plan on starting a business. You planned on solving the problem for yourself. And then your friend dared you to do it for many, many other people. So, Tiffany asked some question about kind of wrapping around and I'm going to give away the ending a little bit. The website is busybabymat.com, which, by the way, I'd encourage all of our listeners to try to say that 10 times fast, or slow, cause it's hard to say, but it sticks in your mind, Busy Baby Mat. So it's basically a mat that also has, so it has the suction cups so that it can kind of attach in as many different ways as possible. Correct?
Right.
Okay. So it also, I notice that it also has some, I guess I'll call them anchors, that kind of stand up a little bit. So talk about, it's not just, to have some safe surface. It's designed to kind of attach some things. So talk through how it works with attaching things.
Yeah. And those anchor points you're talking about in the corners are directly above the suction cups, and the suction cups are kind of embedded into those points. So that's a lot of what my patent is around, is that design, because what it allows the users to do is not only like put great force down on those suction cups when they attach it to a surface, but then it also is perfect for when baby is pulling on the tethers that connect to it. It doesn't break suction as easily as it would if there was some other design. So those little anchor points, they're kind of a harder silicone. They have a hole in it. And then there's the tethers that come with the mat have a ball on each end. And so you press the ball through the hole to attach the tether to the mat. And then you can take the other end of the tether and wrap it around or through any kind of toy or anything you want, your baby wants to play with.
I like it. Now, is this designed to be used with existing toys? I did notice on the website, you also do sell some toys that I assume attach fairly easily to the tethers, but how easy is it? And what do people need to know about how they're existing? And I'm thinking of the age old plastic keychain, you know, plastic keys with or rubber, silicone, whatever mm-hmm. type thing, or you know, how easy is it for existing toys to be attached to the tethers?
Super duper easy.
Ooh, super duper easy.
I think that's the technical term.
I like
that technical measurement.
Like it.
Super duper easy. It's designed, there's three holes in the tether, so it's designed to wrap through or around pretty much anything. I even wrapped it around the arm of a teddy bear. Wow. for my son. So you can go easily through or around almost any toy that babies play with anyway, or like even sometimes they don't like toys. They like the kitchen whisk or your car keys.
Right.
you know, you can go through anything like that.
iPhone.
And then I also invented and just released this month a teething spoon. So that's another Busy Baby original product that has a hole in the base of it. So that one's even easier to attach to the mat because you just pop the ball into the tether through the hole in the bottom of the spoon. And now that's hooked up. So baby, it's built for teething because babies at, you know, 6 to 18 months don't necessarily have the mechanical skills to scoop and rotate their wrist to feed themselves, but they are starting to learn and want to feed themselves. So then it's also designed to, they can dab it into the food in the tray of the mat and bring it to their mouth. And it's not going to drop to the floor. So as babies learn to self-feed and they drop their utensils, you get the corresponding spoon splatter all over your floor.
Yeah.
You're not going to have that with my teething spoon. So that's my original product. And then I have just over the course of time with people asking me like, oh, where did you get that cute rattle that's in the picture? I thought, well, why don't I just sell this stuff on the website to make it easier for people who, this is a really big baby shower gift. So it just completes the gift package. They get the mat, they get some extra tethers and a rattle, and then they've got a ready to go baby shower gift.
Beth, what are some of the unexpected questions you've received from customers or maybe even critics of your product?
There's a couple different things. The main one I get that I actually love to answer is, isn't the dropping and throwing necessary for babies' development? Isn't that how they learn cause and effect? And my answer is yes, absolutely. And that's the greatest thing about the Busy Baby Mat is they still get to drop their toy. It falls over the edge of the high chair tray or the edge of the table. But then beyond that, they get to try to work on some problem solving skills and practice persistence as they try to get that toy back to them. And then there's a lot of fine motor skill development as they are working with their fingers to retrieve that toy.
Even it saves mom sanity in the process.
Even if it doesn't exactly. go, even if it doesn't go over the side, it stays on their overall high chair tray.
They're still
they get to grab it. They get
You're
to pick it up.
You're not duct taping their arms to the table.
Yeah, instead of throwing it.
That's an alternative.
Instead of throwing it 10 times an hour, they throw it 100 times an hour and they develop. I mean, man, I'm going to develop them as I'm going to find out how they pitch later in life because that probably will help develop arm strength.
Tiffany, it's funny you say that about the duct tape because my initial idea at that first lunch at the pizzeria was that we should make a little T-Rex outfit for babies that you can like attach their elbows to the back of their shirt so they can't reach for stuff. And then when the food comes, you can like release them. So
I'm glad you moved to version two.
In adult life, that's called a straitjacket.
Yeah. I don't think the T-Rex outfit would have been as well received as the Busy Baby Mat has been.
Maybe version two, right?
I love it. We are speaking with Beth Finbo. She is the creator and the inventor and now the head of a company called Busy Baby Mat. Go to busybabymat.com. Beth is about to be her Shark Tank episode has just aired this season. So we're very excited about that. Before we get to that, I wanted to ask both Gifford and Tiffany a little side question because Beth said that this Busy Baby Mat, not only can you, she has some toys available to attach to the tethers, but you can attach almost anything. She said a teddy bear. So I'm going to ask in the kids that have been around your life, what is the thing that they have to have with them, especially when they're babies, what's that one toy that is almost with them entirely all the time, even at kitchen table time?
And just like Beth's, mine was stuffed animals. They each had a bunny and a dog that they're obsessed with. And so I would have attached the exact same thing, probably the leg of that stuffed animal.
I didn't give toys to my kids.
Instead, they were taking Rosetta Stone language lessons.
Well, we had rolls of duct tape that we made little balls out of and let them keep that.
So every child was different, but the one I remember the most, there was this Elmo steering wheel. It was just a steering wheel, and as they would move it back and forth, it would make noises, and they could hit the horn, and it would have been perfect to just attach it to this. One of my sons was big on cups. There was a series of cup stacking that you could, and so, but they would just throw them. So that might be the one thing, if there's no hole, but I guess they could, if you tied a stuffed animal arm, you could probably wrap this cup around. So that would be very
interesting. Well, I like the fact that even if they drop it, it's not going on the floor.
Right. That's the point.
I mean,
right?
That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
And the germs that are associated with that. And I mean,
and it also, you don't have to keep picking up 800 times, which, I guess we need repetitive training. Anyway, back to Beth. So Beth, I want to ask a question right on the front of the website. And you said it is a silicone based product. And I saw something that made me go, okay, I got to ask this because this is interesting. So it does say keep your baby safer from germs, 100% FDA approved food grade silicone. Give me a little bit of a science lesson about why that is so important and so awesome for your product.
Well, because babies put literally everything into their mouths. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't keep anything out of a baby's mouth. The very first thing they will do if you hand them anything is stick it right in their mouth. It's how they learn about, you know, the things around them is actually through putting it in their mouth. And so I did not want to have a product that had anything that would be dangerous for our kiddos.
So are there, and I guess there are baby products that are not necessarily made, that are made out of silicone, that are not 100% approved FDA food grade.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And she so has for food me, on one of the
The biggest thing for me, the biggest problem I guess I have to address with customers is the nature of food grade silicone is actually that it does attract dust and lint. So any true food grade silicone product is going to very easily, you know, catch that dog hair or the lint on your shirt if you touch it against that. And if suction cups are at all dirty, they won't stick well. So you just have to rinse it off or wipe it with a baby wipe and then it's fine. There are a lot of products that don't do that. They're also not food grade silicone, which means there's something in there. If I had used the additive that kind of repels that dust and lint, it would no longer be considered food grade. It would not be safe for babies to have in their mouth.
Okay. So, and I guess, just for slight comedic purposes, obviously the things attached to the tethers go in the baby's mouth and all that, and the tethers I can see, but I guess I'm picturing, a baby just leaning down, just gnawing away at those anchors, that are over the, okay. So it does happen.
And I found now that I have, so with my firstborn, who's now almost four, by the time I had developed the mats and gotten them professionally made, he was past that point. He was two and not really teething anymore, not throwing things anymore. So I didn't actually get to use my own product until this past year. My baby just turned one. And so I've been able to use it and feel and all the things the other parents who have left reviews feel like this is a game. Like at one moment, I actually forgot that I invented it. And I'm like, oh my God, this thing is awesome. Like I
need more of these.
Finished doing all of the dishes and he's still sitting there content playing and not whining. Like this thing is great. Oh wait, this is mine.
So you are saying that the as you got to the end of this journey and have the product ready to be sent to the public, it is better than the one that you kind of pieced together originally just to solve your problem. Is that we are hearing that that is a guarantee. That is the Beth, that is the Beth Finbo guarantee. Of busy baby.
That's definitely true. And it's much, much safer than the original that I used with my firstborn poor kid.
Well, and the other thing I was thinking about is, you know, you talked about the suction cups sticking down and you were like, you know, so that they can pull on it and pull on it. I did notice on the website, there is no 100% guarantee that your baby doesn't smack themselves in the face. So, cause you know, I'm thinking with that, you know, with that suction cup, you know, it let might loose. Give themselves a left cross accidentally. So I guess just make sure, you know, you got to make sure it's down pretty secure.
Well, but that's back to that cause and effect.
Yeah.
Correct.
See, training. Learning. Right. See,
like, don't do that again.
Right.
That
don't pull that hard.
Yeah.
I can pull on it. I'm just not going to win. Yeah. Right. I'm winning by getting to put this thing in my mouth and teeth over and over again. So let's talk a little bit about Shark Tank. Obviously it just came out. We'd encourage everybody to go check out that episode. But talk a little bit about the Shark Tank experience. Tiffany on this show has talked about her experience and how different it was being a pilot episode. But what are your takeaways from the appearance on Shark Tank?
You know, I think I had a new kind of difference because I was not in Hollywood. I was in quarantine in a hotel in Vegas. So it was, I think, much different than previous seasons of Shark Tank as well. But my Shark Tank story actually goes back quite a bit. It goes back to the very first month that I started trying to make this thing for real. I had been taking part in Bunker Labs entrepreneurship course, which is Bunker Labs supports veteran entrepreneurs, help them start businesses. And they happened to have the email address for one of the producers, because at one point Shark Tank had reached out looking for veterans to feature on the show. So I wasn't obviously ready at that point. I just started deciding if I was even going to make this a real thing. So I just filed that email address away in my email list. And then a year later, when I launched the product, I just blasted. I mean, it was probably high school sweethearts got the email about the Busy Baby Mat being available because I sent it to every email address I had. And a couple days later, I got a response from the producer saying, I see you're on the market. What are your sales? Would you be interested in Shark Tank? And I was too early. So we just stayed in touch. And about a year later, I told him I'm ready. And he said, oh, we just wrapped season 11. So yeah, contact me again in the spring when we start casting again for season 12. So I did that. And he's like, all right, well, I think we could have you send in an audition tape and see where we go from there. So I did the audition tape and ultimately flew out to Vegas to film the show. And it was an incredible moment for me. I actually have a cell phone video on my phone from September 15th, 2017, when I was making prototypes, you know, for my firstborn. I had Shark Tank on in the background and I show myself making prototypes at the dining room table. And then I look in the camera and I say, I'm going to be on Shark Tank someday.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And it was, so that was September 15th, 2017. September 17th, 2020, I was standing in front of the sharks playing that video for them.
Very cool. Oh, you showed them. That's nice.
Talk about manifestation, because that's something that's been on my vision board. It's been something I've wanted from day one. So, you know, with that preparation mentally and then watching 200 plus episodes in preparation for the show, like walking down that hallway and standing on that carpet and looking at those people, it felt like that's exactly where I was supposed to be. And it felt amazing.
So, I would encourage everybody to go back and check out that episode when you're done with this episode. And so you've been on Shark Tank. Obviously, things are just going crazy right now. And an appearance on Shark Tank creates its own hurricane of things to do, including appear on your favorite podcast, Product Genius with Tiffany Krumans. So what's next? What's around the corner? What else have you spoken into a camera that is going to become manifestation? Because by the way, you didn't bring on the film of you saying, I'm going to appear on Product Genius with Tiffany. You didn't do that.
But I've thought that several times while I've been listening. I thought, you know, one of these days I'm going to be on here.
Well, there you go.
I actually specifically thought about it on the episode where you guys did Slumber Pod. Mm-hmm. And I was listening to them while I was filling orders. And I thought, I'm going to be on this podcast someday.
Nice.
Just like Lou.
See, Gifford was on that podcast. And Gifford, here you are today.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's all about you. But anyway, let's get back to that question, Beth. So what, I mean, can you look around the next corner, or are you just so, you know, neck deep into what you're doing with the Shark Tank appearance? What's next for Busy Baby Matt?
I think it's to be determined. You know, I recently brought, it's been just me for 3 years. I brought my brother on a month ago. So he was working full time, leading, running a retail store, and has four children. He's the breadwinner for their family. And he dropped everything, quit his job to help me with this madness, because it's insane. And it's not something I can do by myself anymore. So we together are basically still getting through the craziness that comes from Shark Tank. And then when the dust settles, figure out where to go from there. We have another product we're going to release this summer that is a mini version of the mat. We're calling it the mini mat. And then another product maybe that we want to develop. So we may just continue to expand our product line, starting to get into some smaller retail stores, specialty stores. And that's fun and a lot of work. But as it's just the two of us, we have to make some big decisions. So we're not really sure which way we want to go. Ultimately, we want to sell the brand to Munchkin for $100 million and have that be a headline.
Yeah.
You know, in a year or two from now.
Let's go ahead and put that on the vision board.
Yeah, so,
right there.
Well, I was going to say, so
on the vision board.
So we're taping this in March of 2021. So by March of 2022, when you sell that for $100 million to Munchkin, by the way, I'm an independent financial advisor in my day job. I'd love to talk to you about how to invest that money while you continue to build your business dreams. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Read prospectus care. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Don't forget
get the full FINRA disclosure in there.
Otherwise, they're going to find me.
I know.
Right? I got to take care of my business. All right. So let me ask this, Beth. Let me wrap up with the most important question we can ask you. How do people get the Busy Baby Matt? Where do they go to purchase that?
The very, very, very best place to go is busybabymat.com. I will say it five times quickly if you dare me.
Yeah, I dare you. Go.
busybabymat.com.
Man. Wow. She runs the company.
She does.
I do sell them on Amazon as well. Word of warning, though, there are now officially, and this was the sign that I made it, even more than I think being on Shark Tank, is there are knockoffs on Amazon now. They look exactly like mine. I ordered them. They are not safe. The tethers break very easily, so they could be a choking hazard for babies. So it is on Amazon. I urge people to go to my website. That's the only way you're going to know you're getting the authentic, real Busy Baby Mat. So that's it. Busybabymat.com.
And how many colors do you have?
Ooh.
We have six colors right now, on the front page. We are excited this year. We're going to come out with some special edition colors later in the year.
Licensing deal with sports teams. Go to colleges and sports teams. People will pay extra so that their baby can look at the Red Sox logo.
Right.
That's actually a huge part of our, you know, our decision with these new limited edition colors we want to try is we looked at all of the major sports teams for each state and found that red and black are the two most common colors for teams, which are not in our color scheme right now and don't actually go with our color scheme, but we're going to try it and see what happens and see if we can do some sports theme type, you know, gift basket type thing.
And the base price for the Busy Baby silicone placemat is $24.99, correct? Yep. And then you want to add toys to it, and that comes with two tethers and the mat. And if you want to add toys to it, there's a way to do that. But man, I love it. So I'm going to tell our listeners, don't even bother with Amazon. Why would you? Just go to Busy Baby Mat. I mean, it's right there on the front page. It's so easy to order. And then you know you're getting the right product. So busybabymat.com. Beth Finbo, thank you so much for appearing on the program today. You know, we're not Shark Tank, but it's nice to have two Shark Tankers in the room. I can't say enough. I wish you all the success in the world. And man, just keep rocking it. And who knows what's around the corner, but we'd love to hear more about it as you go around that next corner of this journey.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been so fun talking to you guys. I really do feel like you've just been my friends these last few years. And now I feel more like that. And I will be sure to come back on your show in a year to announce the $100 million sale to Munchkin.
And
that you're going to hire Stephen Julian as your independent. No, actually, I can't guarantee that, or I can't say that. That's not fair. But yeah, absolutely. I can't wait to hear that. And then we'll hear what's next and how you guys are expanding. So Beth Finbo, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. Man, what a fantastic interview. What a fantastic guest. I mean,
she's so much fun.
She's fantastic. We've had a lot of products on the show.
Yeah.
But I am not an inventor. I'm not a product-based business developer. Mm-hmm. I'm just a slightly annoying co-host. But I love the products that when they explain it and they say it, I go,
yes.
Crap, I could have come up with that. Yeah. Why didn't I? Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm not as smart as
that. Well, and I'm jealous of these products because they're not my Ava was never an every house product. You know, it's not the one that you buy for every single kid at every baby shower.
This is,
you know, so I see these and I'm like, dang, you know, that should have been more broad.
Well, I mean, you know, with the whole COVID, you know, baby boom type of situation. Perfect timing on that one, you know.
It's fantastic.
I can see things exploding.
Yeah, and the other thing is, and here's the other thing, we've had a lot of great guests, and sometimes when they make a product and they make it to a high quality and all that, you look at the price and go, oh, okay, I get it. Yeah, I don't know if I would pay it. I mean, $24.99 for something that you're going to use every single day.
Right, exactly.
And can use with every other toy, almost every other toy you buy.
And you can take it with you. And so like when you go to the restaurant, it just goes in the baby bag.
It goes in the bag. You use a wipe it down, press it down, rock and roll.
Before I had three kids, I may have eye-rolled that and like, oh gosh, talk to your kid, you know, be engaged. Right. And now I have three kids. I'm like, take anything for me and my husband to have, you know, half of a conversation.
I do like when Tiffany does acknowledge that maybe in her past she might have been a little
the judgy Judy. Oh god!
Gifford, you were going to say.
I was just going to say. I think the idea of like you no longer have to give the child the pack of sugar at the restaurant and let them play with it,
right?
You know, and the salt shaker and everything,
and
else.
The duct tape ball that you've created. Yeah. But that was at home.
At home.
All right. Gifford, everybody who wants to find out more, and actually as Busy Baby Matt explodes, what we really should have made sure is that they hire you as their third person logistics, FSI3PL.com, GiffordP@FSI3PL.com, and the phone number?
678-391-5980.
Yeah, I pictured Beth and her brother coming to a breaking point and going, okay, it's time for somebody else to do that part so we can focus on sales. Yeah.
The garage is full.
I want my garage back. Yeah.
Garage back, bonus room back, dining room table back.
Sanity back.
Et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. Gifford, thank you for powering this show. Tiffany, you've got and I should have said this at the beginning, but you've got a little interesting thing going on your website. There's people who want to learn about developing their own product.
Yes, I do.
You've got a course.
I do.
Tell everybody about it.
I'm terrible at selling it, but I put the course together basically to allow people to see the entire journey from start to finish of product development. So if you're curious to know what goes into launching a successful product, you can take this course. And no, it's not going to include every single little nugget of things that you need, because it can go in a lot of different directions. But it basically gives you a broad view of everything up from, you know, that napkin sketch to licensing or acquisition.
And because they listen to this entire episode to the end, do they get a discount
if they
need
Shark Tank?
Shark Tank. Yes. And they find it at TiffanyCrewmans.com.
TiffanyCrewmans.com.
And then just start searching around. Yep. You don't have a page or anything.
It's right there on the front page.
Oh, yep.
How long is that course?
It depends on how long it takes them to go through it, but it's self-contained.
Just go through each. How fast could you do it in a few hours?
A lot of knowledge.
You probably shouldn't do it in a few hours. You probably shouldn't do it in a few hours.
She laughed at that.
I know. I was trying to give her a compliment. I'm like, there's a lot of knowledge.
You know what we've done to this poor woman? You know what I've done to this poor woman?
It's your fault.
She's laughing at a compliment of how smart she is.
Right.
You could read through it in a couple hours if you wanted to, but it has things you need to do along the way.
Okay.
So notes you need to take, you know, actions
you need to take. Modules you need to do.
Yes.
Certainly an hour or two for a few days. You get through it in a week.
Right. Oh, of course.
Yeah. Very good. And then what they can do is listen to past episodes of this podcast completely for free to supplement what she's kind of concentrated into a good lesson. Now Gifford's rolling his eyes at me, which means I've talked too long.
So he's not rolling my eyes.
I'm just kidding. So TiffanyCrewmans.com and also MomGenius.com. We want to thank all of you for listening to this podcast. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear about possible guest ideas or possible topic ideas for us to talk about. So for powered by FSI3PL.com and Tiffany Crewmans and JodySmith.com. This is Stephen Julian. I can't give you my website because of SEC compliance, but you can search me. We'll catch you next time on Product Genius.